Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. Good morning, wherever you are, wherever you're listening. Hope that you are having a good start to your Wednesday. It is Wednesday, January 20th. Obviously, a big day. It's Inauguration Day here in the United States. It's also Grizzlies game day as they travel to Portland for the first of two back-to-back series, a stretch of their schedule in which they're going to have several back-to-back series in a row against the Trailblazers and the Kings and the Spurs. You know, and as we mentioned, coming off MLK Day, a huge stretch for this Grizzlies team, a Grizzlies team that certainly has seen the fortunes of their season change a bit right in the middle of the playoff discussion. Though we've got a long way to go as far as the season goes, every win matters in a shortened season just a bit more. And when you get five in a row, that certainly can be a difference-making stretch for your playoff aspirations. In this episode, we're going to discuss Xavier Tillman, the revelation that has been Xavier Tillman for the Grizzlies. Now, someone that truly is making a difference, even though the counting stats may not heavily suggest it. In the second segment, I'll talk about how it really has been a team effort for the Grizzlies through their five-game winning streak, how up and down the roster, everybody in several statistical categories is certainly contributing. And in the third segment, we'll break down the Portland game, a game in which both teams, once again, when it comes to the Grizzlies and their opponents, are facing, you know, games without some of their best players. We'll break down how the Grizzlies might be able to find success tonight and on Friday. Of course, you can find the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at StatsSEC. The podcast, wherever podcasts are available, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, podcast app on your phone, wherever you choose to listen, that's where we will be. My name is Sean Coleman. If you're a new listener due to the season getting in full swing, I've been covering the Grizzlies now for 2.5 years, writing over at Grizzly Bear Blues, podcasting for the past 2 years, been here with Locked On Grizzlies now since April of last year. And the basic reason that I love doing this is because it's a passion of mine. The Grizzlies, the NBA, sports in general, all passions of mine, but bigger than anything else. And the part of this that I cherish the most is the ability to interact with others who share similar passions as I do. And that, of course, is the Grizzlies. But the big thing about it is, you know, when we talked about the Grizzlies season, you know, how it would start, how would the Grizzlies fare in terms of their goal in making the playoffs? And I mentioned in my season preview here at Locked On Grizzlies that I thought that the biggest thing that was going to allow for them to have a best case scenario is how their young depth would transition into the season, specifically the rookies in Desmond Bane and Xavier Tillman. Now, we've talked about Desmond Bane, you know, the fact that he's come on, he showed his ability to shoot from three, and even more encouraging development is that as teams have done a better job, and you can clearly see it, two good teams in Philadelphia and Phoenix both made sure that if Desmond Bane got the ball, that he was quickly covered. He's been able to adjust his shot, still contributing about 8 to 10 points a game, a lot of it from two, but Desmond Bane is staying afloat. He's finding ways to remain productive, even if his shots are not as easily available as they once were. But of course, here over the recent, you know, week to 10 days, the big revelation has been Xavier Tillman, the 6'8", 245-pound center that the Grizzlies got with the 35th pick at Michigan State. Obviously, he's garnered a lot of national attention for just how productive he's been without being just totally productive in the box score. And that right there is why it describes Xavier Tillman's game so perfectly. He is someone that is able to add value in numerous ways that you're not going to see in the box score. Yes, he'll rebound. Yes, he'll get points. Yes, he does a great job, you know, especially for a center. One thing that truly stood out are his ability to create steals and deflections, but also, obviously, his calling card coming into the league that we're starting to see more and more of is his passing. But it's not just the fact that he's able to contribute in some ways in the box score. To me, the biggest benefit, the biggest strength that Xavier Tillman displays is his ability to add positive value at all times. Literally, basically, it's the high floor that he provides. And we talk so much about ceiling with prospects and young players, and it makes sense. We talk about their potential, their projectability, so on and so forth. But what about production? And that's what Xavier Tillman does. And again, it's not just in the box score. His production really shines with the fact that when he's in the lineup, the Grizzlies typically are going to be at their best. We talked about this last year with players like DeAnthony Melton, with players like Brandon Clark. When these Tillman is another Grizzly who, when he is in the lineup, it's very likely that the Grizzlies are going to be playing better basketball than their opponent. If you look at several different categories, that it backs it up. For instance, when it comes to Xavier Tillman's plus minus, the only game so far this season in which he's had a negative was this last game against Phoenix. And to be honest, the reason why is not really because of Tillman. It was because of the fact that the Grizzlies, who were shorthanded without three starters, they were facing arguably one of the better starting lineups in the league. So that wasn't anything an indictment against Tillman. It's just that they were facing a more talented starting lineup. But beyond that, Tillman has registered a plus number in every one of the games that he has played. There's a reason why he ranks among the best rookies when it comes to net rating, defensive rating. There's a reason why his name is consistently found in the most advantageous Grizzlies lineups. The reason why that is because he very rarely makes mistakes, number one. But number two, he adds value in ways that you can't measure from the box score. I was talking about projection projection and potential. Well, the thing about with Xavier Tillman is that he has always been about production. And the reason why is because his projection, his potential may not be on the level of others. It's due to his size. It's due to, in general, his lack of athleticism. But from that, his whole life, not that he's not talented, Xavier Tillman is an extremely talented player, but he's known to have success. He's known throughout his whole playing career, from high school to college to the NBA now, for him to have success against a better talent, he's going to have to find an advantage somehow in some way. And through that, he's gained plenty of experience through what he will tell you straightforward is his best asset, his mental approach to the game. He's had plenty of experience of how to use that to add value. And that's why you're able to see the impressive footwork for him to get a shot when you may not expect it. That's why you're able to see, for instance, the highlights that you see on Twitter a lot, where he's making just the heady plays. He's getting the loose balls, adjusting when something that he's supposed to do is not there. The play, for instance, that we saw the other day where he was trying to set a screen, Dwight Howard was preventing him from doing it, so he set a screen from Dwight Howard into Tobias Harris for Kyle Anderson to get free for a shot. Those small but significant decisions that Xavier Tillman makes are so critical to the Grizzlies' success when he's in the lineup. And the big thing about it is that he consistently does it. The reason why he's consistently in the positive when he's in the game, or the Grizzlies are in the positive in terms of the point differential against their opponent when he's in the game, is because he rarely makes mistakes. It makes sense. He's got 13 assists to 3 turnovers. His decision-making is impeccable when he's in the game. And it also is the sequences that he performs. That's something that I've really noticed about Tillman. He has a tendency to have momentum-shifting sequences for the Grizzlies, where he will get a big defensive stop and then be able to contribute on the offensive end. But also, it's making the big defensive plays, the ones that stand out in your mind. I mean, if you look at the Grizzlies' defensive plays this year, a couple that stand out: the block sequence with DeAnthony Melton on Anthony Davis when it led to him, getting the poster dunk against the Lakers. Tyus Jones's deflection and steal of an Andre Drummond pass to help them win the game in Cleveland. But with Tillman, it's the two instances where one-on-one, he stole the ball from D'Angelo Russell. He stole the ball from Chris Paul, guarding them one-on-one on the perimeter. Obviously, the defensive stop on Tobias Harris on the baseline to seal the deal against Philadelphia. It's the singular plays that really add momentum for the Grizzlies that also stands out about Tillman. So when you're looking at the box score, you'll see where he's creating an advantage. You'll see where across the board he is certainly contributing. And when it comes to his steals and when it comes to his assists, those will continue to improve in time as he continues to learn the game. But the big value that's added by Xavier Tillman is his mental approach. He will tell you that that's the best part of his game, and he'll also tell you that he puts a big emphasis on himself to not make mistakes because he knows that that is his advantage. Xavier Tillman knows that where he really stands out is by making consistent positive plays, and it's absolutely shown. Now, in time, the NBA will adjust to Xavier Tillman, but you have to be confident that he'll adjust back. I'm not going to sit here and say he's the long-term Grizzly starting five next to Jaren. I don't think that that's necessarily the case, because I do think that there are probably options out there in time that'll be of higher potential. But at the end of the day, so much is made about who starts in the NBA, but a bigger emphasis needs to be put on who consistently provides positive value when they're in the game, and that is Xavier Tillman. You saw the excitement of what potentially could be there with him and Brandon Clark as a defensive duo. Obviously, with the chemistry that him and Jaren Jackson Jr. already have, that's going to be exciting to see. The excitement around Tillman is legit. Again, not because of any one statistical category that he's eventually going to dominate for the Grizzlies, but it's just in so many different ways, every time he's on the court, Xavier Tillman adds positive value to help the Grizzlies, whether it's a small play or a big sequence. Xavier Tillman is doing things to help the Grizzlies win. And the great thing about it is that you can mix and match what lineups you put him in and how you feature him in different ways all day long. And when it comes to crunch time, that certainly is a big, big boost for this Grizzlies team. And it's a wonderful addition to the future core of this team when you've already got Brandon Clark and Jaren Jackson Jr. Adding Tillman into the mix as a duo partner for those guys, both on offense and defense, for long stretches of the game really is encouraging and really puts the Grizzlies in a positive place to be able to win. So it should be no surprise that Tillman is adding as much positive value as he is, and it should not surprise anyone if he'll continue to do that due to his mental approach, his effort, his passion to be as good as he can be, and overall the fact that every time he's on the court, he adds nothing but positive value, something a young team like the Grizzlies certainly needs as much of as possible. But another thing this Grizzlies team needs, and that they've shown that they have, is a consistent effort from everybody on the court when they're there. Everybody on the roster. Coming up, I'm going to talk about how in this five-game winning streak, it really is eye-opening just how much contributions the Grizzlies are getting, consistent contributions the Grizzlies are getting from everybody on the roster. The holidays have come and gone. It's the new year. And thankfully, with those behind us, it means that you might be able to catch up on a bit more of some much-needed sleep. And even though getting a good night's sleep is much easier said than done, our good friends at CBDMD have exactly what you need to sleep harder than NBA media is sleeping on DeAndre Hunter. CBDPM blends 500 milligrams of high-quality CBD with melatonin, valerian root, and other sleep-promoting ingredients to create a powerful and effective sleep aid. And if you want to relax a little bit before bed, their new CBD bath salts fuse superior CBD with Epsom, Dead Sea, and Himalayan salts to turn any bath into a luxury experience, and are available in lavender or eucalyptus scents, as well as a soothing nighttime blend with melatonin and calming herbs. And to make it even easier to get the new year started off right, they're offering all of our listeners 20% off on their next order when you use the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com. Promo code NBA for 20% off your purchase of superior CBD products from CBDMD. It's hard to believe the college football season is already here, but thankfully, we do have a bit of NFL football left, and it's the most exciting time of the year if you are a casual or diehard fan. And obviously, we're talking about the best Sunday of the year, which is Conference Championship Sunday in the NFL. Also, you got the Super Bowl coming up, but you've also got basketball and hockey in full swing, and on the horizon, baseball will be here before we know it. But if you'd like to add a little bit more fun to your sports watching experience, not only do it enjoy what you're watching, but to profit off it a little bit, there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust: BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. No matter what sport you cheer for or how you choose to enjoy it, if you want to make a little bit of profit through your wagers, BetOnline.ag is the place for you. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at BetOnline_AG to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a pre-account and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your free sign-up bonus. #BetOnline. 2020 is over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. So the first segment, we discussed how Xavier Tillman has really stepped up. And the big reason why he is because anytime he's on the court, 90 to 95% of the time, it's very rare that he makes mistakes. He adds positive contributions whenever he's on the court. Well, another positive about this Grizzlies team is that you continue to get contributions from everybody that touches the court. That literally is the case. The Grizzlies right now are playing 9 to 10 deep every single night, and they're doing it. They've done it through this five-game stretch without arguably three of their five best talents. But the reason why they're finding so much success is because it really is a team effort for this Grizzlies team. I mentioned on Twitter yesterday that in the franchise history of the Grizzlies, there have been 120 times in which the Grizzlies have had 30 or more assists in a game. 20% of those times, 24 times basically, 24 of those times have come since Taylor Jenkins has been the coach of the Grizzlies. That means that in less than 90 games, in less than 90 games into his coaching career, 20% of the Grizzlies' games in which they have 30 or more assists have come during Taylor Jenkins' time as coach. And you see him mention that in post-game press conferences whenever he gets the chance to talk about what traits he clearly wants to be associated with the Grizzlies. It's playmaking. The first thing he looks at in the post-game press conferences is assists. And the reason why that is because it's such a good barometer for Jenkins that what he wants on offense is being done. The more assists the Grizzlies have, the better indication that is to Jenkins that the Grizzlies' offense is running the way that he ideally wants for it to run. Well, that certainly has been the case during this run. The Grizzlies, the least amount of assists that the Grizzlies have had during this stretch of five wins is 27 assists. They have three games in which they have 30 or more assists. In those 24 games since Taylor Jenkins has been head coach of the Grizzlies, that the Grizzlies have gotten 30 or more assists as a team, they are 19-5. So that right there shows that when the Grizzlies are playing their best basketball, it likely is a result of everybody contributing on a consistent basis. And the stats show that over the past five games, only three times in the past five games has a player had more than 15 field goal attempts in a game. What that tells you is that the shot distribution is certainly there. If the Grizzlies are averaging around 30 assists per game over the past five games, and very rarely are you seeing anybody get more than 15 shot attempts, that's a clear indication that the Grizzlies are making sure to find the best shot opportunities that is there based on what the defense is giving them. That's how a team that right now is a bit limited in terms of its overall talent because of the talents that it's missing, that type of commitment to finding the right shot is a big way to find some sort of offensive consistency, obviously to support the defense that the Grizzlies are showing. You also don't have one player, you know, even with Ja Morant back, you don't have a player that's averaging 12 or 13 assists tonight. On a regular basis, the Grizzlies are having 7 to 8 different players who are contributing multiple assists per night. On the defensive end, you're having 7 to 8 different players who are getting a steal or multiple deflections each night. On a given night, you're seeing at least 5 to 8 Grizzlies who were scoring in double digits. That's how this Grizzlies team, we've talked about the chemistry. I asked Kyle Anderson about it yesterday during the press conference. It just seems like that everybody on the roster is really contributing and really in sync to make the most of their opportunities when they're on the court. And he mentioned it. He said that the one thing that they all share is the bad taste left in their mouth from missing the playoffs last year. You add in the hunger of a Desmond Bane and Xavier Tillman to make the most of their inaugural NBA season, you've got a team that is fully confident, they're fully motivated to get back to the playoffs, to achieve the goal that they did not achieve last year. And because they're all united under one goal, bought into a coach who's also bought into them when it comes to philosophy and scheme, Grayson Allen has mentioned it multiple times, it's so much fun to play in Taylor Jenkins' offense because of all the different components to it and how it rewards everybody that's a part of it. This team is having fun. This team loves playing together. They just love playing the game of basketball. And Taylor Jenkins has committed to them with his styles and his schemes and his approach to enhance that love, to create a brand of basketball that really rewards everybody. And because of that, the Grizzlies franchise is rewarded with a roster that is contributing up and down consistently to give this team, again, we want to talk about ceiling. If the Grizzlies' ceiling is not that high right now, having as consistent of a high floor as possible is what allows for them to remain competitive, and more importantly, what puts them in position to consistently find a way to win. So whether it's passing the ball, whether it's deflections, whether it's steals, where it's scoring, the Grizzlies have multiple areas every game. They have several different options that are going to contribute and contribute consistently. We saw De'Anthony Melton towards the first part of this five-game winning streak. He was really the making the difference. He's taken a bit of a step back. As Taylor Jenkins mentioned yesterday, he was not playing in the last game because they wanted to look at some different rotations. But if Melton's contributions have faded a bit, Grayson Allen has stepped up to really deliver bench production, and obviously he was the difference in the game against a very good Phoenix Suns team. So just having several different options that can step up at different types of the game in so many different ways is a big advantage for the Grizzlies. And again, as they continue to get their starters back, that level of contribution from up and down the roster, what that simply means is that the Grizzlies are going to have a productive lineup in the game likely for the majority of the game. That's the whole goal with the depth the Grizzlies have put together. They want to have productive lineups in the game all 48 minutes each and every time they're out there. And with the defense this team has provided, as well as the contributions across the board that you're getting on offense, especially when it comes to playmaking and passing, that is a really good sign that Taylor Jenkins and his coaching staff are going to realize that goal and have productive lineups on the court at all times when it comes to facing their competition. Speaking of competition, I just mentioned that Kyle Anderson had said one of the big things that this group shares is the bad taste in their mouth left from last year just missing the playoffs. Well, for the first time since the Grizzlies' last game of last season where they were eliminated by the Portland Trailblazers, that's exactly who they're facing in Portland tonight for two back-to-back games. Coming up, I'll talk about how the Grizzlies can find some success. Even though both the Grizzlies and the Trailblazers are experiencing some injury questions, both teams are going to be highly motivated to certainly keep on their winning ways when they face off each other in Portland. We'll be right back with you here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. You heard us talk about this product for much of 2020, and the great thing about it is that now that we're in the new year, the same great things that made it a wonderful product then are making it a great product now, but it's become an even better product because of the variety of options that you have to enjoy it in, and that is Built Bar. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Have it in the morning for breakfast, have it in the afternoon for a snack, before or after a workout. It's a great benefit to your day, a small but significant addition that can certainly add to your health. And the great thing about it is that in the past, you had 12 different flavors to select from at BuiltBar.com. Now you have 18 different flavors to enjoy from BuiltBar.com. If you go to BuiltBar.com right now, also, if you put in the promo code Locked On, you'll get 20% off your next order from Built Bar. That's 20% off your next order from Built Bar. I can tell you this with confidence. When you add it to your day, it's going to be there to stay. Again, go to BuiltBar.com, choose from the 18 different flavors to enjoy, and also, you'll get 20% off if you put in the promo code Locked On at BuiltBar.com. It's Small Market Meets Big Market Wednesdays on the Locked On NBA podcast. Join Jake Madison of the Locked On Pelicans podcast and John Carolus of Locked On Celtics for a look at the NBA week from all angles. Subscribe to the Locked On NBA podcast today wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up tomorrow on Locked On Grizzlies, we will obviously break down the Grizzlies game against the Portland Trailblazers. Where did they succeed? Where did they struggle? What can they look to do? We also will discuss how big of a stretch. I mentioned it a few times, but we'll really break down just how important, with the new developments of how the Grizzlies season is going, as well as other teams are doing around the NBA, we'll really break down just how important this upcoming stretch is for the Grizzlies in terms of their continued pursuit of the playoffs. All that and more on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Grizzlies. But obviously, The key for tomorrow's show will be how the Grizzlies perform tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. And once again, Portland and Memphis find themselves neck and neck in terms of where their record is right now. Portland stands at 8-6, the Grizzlies at 7-6. And as I mentioned in the second segment, Portland obviously was the team that, you know, was looked at as potentially being the Grizzlies' biggest threat last year when they went into the bubble, a game that the Grizzlies should have won to begin the bubble. Last year, they unfortunately lost in overtime to the Trailblazers, and then despite a very, very valiant effort by the Grizzlies in the first part of the play-in series, Portland was able to beat them. So Portland has beat them back-to-back times that they played in the bubble, and the thing is that, as I mentioned with Kyle Anderson, this team, you know, Kyle Anderson was directly asked yesterday by Megan Triplett of Grind City Media, does this game have a bit more emphasis? And Kyle Anderson didn't really say that it did, but he said, yes, it does stick with them. That Portland was the team that beat them and knocked them out of the playoffs last year. Well, Portland this season is not very different from what they were last season. They are very much an offensively talented team that struggles on defense. But unfortunately for Portland, a big part of their overall success, two of their best talents, just like the Grizzlies on their end are without their best talents, unfortunately over the past 2 weeks, Portland has lost some significant contributors in terms of their rotations. Both C.J. McCollum and Joseph Nurkic have suffered a left foot fracture for C.J. McCollum and a wrist fracture for Joseph Nurkic, and that has knocked both of them out for at least a month for the foreseeable future. Again, as many have stated, Portland, you know, I'm a huge Damian Lillard fan. I love Damian Lillard, and I know that a few years ago they made it to the Western Conference Finals, but it seems like every single year now, whether it's Joseph Nurkic, whatever it may be, the Portland Trailblazers just cannot find a way to stay healthy through the season. And this is a big development for the Grizzlies. Last year, as many had mentioned, including myself, one thing that really contributed to the Grizzlies' playoff, success, their playoff, or not success, but their unexpected playoff run last year was the external factors that went in their favor, such as Portland, a clear playoff team coming off a Western Conference Finals run in the 18-19 season, injuries to them, injuries to Golden State. Well, it again, once again seems that other teams are starting to, you know, suffer due to injuries or due to COVID-19 or whatever it may be. The Grizzlies right now are finding their way through it. So because of the Grizzlies' success and them now being clearly in a better playoff position than many may have thought early in the season, these type of games against teams that right now are without their best talents, they really could pay off huge dividends, especially in games like tonight, where each game has a two-game swing in the standings. That really stands out as making this game very important. But even without McCollum and even without Nurkic, Portland still truly is a threat because of how good they are offensively. Right now, Portland is third in field goal attempts per game and seventh in points scored per game. And the big reason why they legitimately are a top five team in the NBA when it comes to shooting the three. Fourth in three-pointers made, second in three-point attempts, and eighth in three-point field goal percentage in the league. They also the other reason why they are near the top of the league in three-point attempts, in field goal attempts, they rarely turn the ball over. They are second in the NBA in terms of the fewest turnovers committed per game. That's going to be something to really focus on when it comes to the Grizzlies. We know how opportunistic this Grizzlies team is. We know how very, very vital it is to their success that they get turnovers, but in this case against the Portland Trailblazers, it may not be there as it was against Phoenix and against Philadelphia. So how do the Grizzlies combat that? What do they need to do in order to find success if they're not getting the turnovers that they regularly do? Well, one thing, as I mentioned in yesterday's episode, when looking at the game against Phoenix, one thing that could stand out that I think is going to be critical to the Grizzlies' success over the next two games is how well they can contain Damian Lillard. And we saw how they limited Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris against Philadelphia. We saw how they were able to defend against Devin Booker. And a big thing about it is with Damian Lillard, is that if the Grizzlies can give him different looks, whether it be Dylan Brooks, whether it be Ja, whether it be Kyle Anderson, whoever it may be, that's going to be the Grizzlies' key to winning these games. They're going to have to prevent Damian Lillard from finding success, especially from three. You want to talk about how huge of a loss C.J. McCollum is? Between C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard, you had nearly 8 threes made per night. 8.5 threes made per night on 21 attempts. That is 21 combined attempts between two players. McCollum himself was averaging 4.8 threes on 11 attempts per game. That is a huge loss for the Trailblazers. But if Lillard's going to make up for that by potentially taking 10 or more threes in a game, you cannot let him get hot from three. And so a big focus for the Grizzlies, if their ability to create turnovers are not there, then they're going to have to focus on really limiting Lillard. This really is a situation, it may be cliche, but have someone else beat you. I think that that's going to be the Grizzlies' mentality in this game. Let someone else besides Damian Lillard beat you, and I think that that really falls to the Grizzlies' favor. But the big thing also is this, is that the Grizzlies do need to make sure that they take advantage of the losses to the Trailblazers offense by being as good as they can as good as the Grizzlies have been on defense. I think that their offense is just as important because they are facing a team that's not that talented on defense. Once again, Portland is towards the bottom of the league when it comes to defense. They're right now 26th in the league in terms of points per game allowed. So if the Grizzlies simply were to play to their style of game, play where everybody eats, everybody is contributing, you've got the 27 to 33 assists going on each game, you've got good shot selection, you've got very little mistakes made. Those type of things really play to the Grizzlies' favor. Because the big thing about it is that if you're not going to get as many extra possessions in this game against Portland like you have others, it becomes even more critical that in the possessions that you have, you get the best shots possible. If Dylan Brooks is having another off-shooting night, he needs to find a way to contribute through playmaking and through defense. That's a big thing about the Grizzlies in these two games, is that because of the opponent that they're facing, they real quickly need to realize what part of their game is working and what part is not, and figure it out from there on how to complement each other. And if the Grizzlies can do that, I feel confident that they can at least get a split in these games. And I think that that's what it comes down to. The Grizzlies really need to focus on trying to get a split. This reminds me a lot of the last game before last year's All-Star break, where the Grizzlies were absolutely surging. They were facing Portland coming in. I think the difference between it was either going into the All-Star break up three games if they beat Portland, or up only one game. And Portland came into town, and the Grizzlies absolutely dominated the game. And a big reason why was because of how well they limited Damian Lillard. Though obviously this is much earlier in the season, each of these games, again, counts a bit more on a shortened schedule. And when you have that two-game swing in place, just like was there in the last game of the first half of the regular season in the 1920 season, it's the same type of concept in this game. And if the Grizzlies can stand up and deliver and really focus on making sure somebody else besides Damian Lillard beats them, I feel that that's going to put them in the best position to win. It certainly is going to be a fun thing to see. It's going to be a late night, a rare late night occurrence so far this season, with how, you know, condensed the schedule has been in terms of the Grizzlies playing in, you know, back-to-back games in a singular place and things like that. Really the first true West Coast, trip. Obviously, if you want to stay up late, to me, these are always fun games, but hope you are able to stay up late. Hope you're able to enjoy the Grizzlies game. If for some reason you're not, though, we will have you locked in here on Locked On Grizzlies tomorrow morning reviewing the game. Of course, you can find the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at StatsSAC. Find the show wherever podcasts are available: Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Make sure you rate, review, listen, and enjoy. But until next time, we'll talk to you again soon here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.